tuning in for another great show tonight with one objective. We got a really good guest that won the Big Bass Tour this weekend. So we'll get him on, and then we're going to go over, me and James are going to be covering spring fishing and kind of how we've been doing this year and our kayak events, the month-long events, and then how my event went at Lake Chesnut. So, guys, all of this ain't possible. All of this isn't possible without our sponsors. First off, Hunter Fisher. If you're in the trying to get you a website built and you're in an outdoor industry, from hunting, fishing, your guiding business, any of that, you need to check them out. We got a link on our website to get 40% off. So make sure you go on oneobjectivebf.com and click on the link to get you set up and get your business running. They do really good at marketing and all that, getting building your brand. So also want to thank Falcon Rods, Costa Sunglasses, Missile Baits, Accucol, and, oh man, having rainfall right now, sorry, and Yak Lights. Guys, without these guys, like I said, this show wouldn't be what it is and be able to help with their giveaways. So anyways, guys, we got a great show lined up. Stay tuned, and we'll be getting our first guest on. Hey guys, I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight. I'm Josh Carter,
and I'm James Bush.
Guys, we got a really good show lined up for you tonight. We've done a lot of fishing the last couple of days, and also there's been Smith Mount Lake had their big bass event at Smith Mount Lake this weekend. Randy Fairbanks won that with a 8-pound. Pig. I mean, that was. James, did you see pictures of that fish?
Oh yeah, that thing was giant.
Yeah, that was a healthy fish for Smith Mountain. I mean, you know, you haven't seen too many of those big 8-pounders pulled out of Smith in a while. At least I haven't seen any, you know, pictures of anybody doing anything. So, I've seen several sixes and sevens weighed into captain's quarters, and he's been posting pictures, but. That was a beautiful fish, but I went through and looked at some of the pictures that were brought in for the Oakley Big Bass, and they had some really healthy looking bass brought in. So, but then we're going to go in and start talking about how me and James have been doing with the kayaks and the month long events, and it's been fun, man. I mean, James, you've got some good numbers on the board so far.
Yeah, they're not too bad. We got a long ways to go, but it's a good start anyway.
Yeah. It's we're trying to. Me and James is trying to make Bob's with the Creek Outfitters fish off the Blue Ridge Bass Paddlers. Did I say that right? Blue Ridge Bass Paddlers.
Blue Ridge Paddlers Bass Classic.
Yeah,
Blue Ridge.
Yeah, there we go.
Paddlers Bass Classic. Yeah. I think. That's how it is.
Yeah. So he's got three events. He's doing one in April, one in June, and one in August. And the top six with the most inches goes and fishes the classic, the fish off, and he's giving away a bona fide kayak. So fishing for that. And then also Casey Reeds has his event going on with the Virginia Bass Challenge. We've been fishing his month-long events, also fishing his other tour that his tour events he has, just come fishing Lake Chesnut. And James, I know you got sick. I know you really hated missing that event, but if you missed one,
yeah.
It was probably a good one. I mean, it's probably a good one, dude. It's 30-mile-an-hour winds and just nasty. I mean, I know you don't want to miss no event, but that probably was the one to miss. But
yeah.
We'll kind of go into detail with that as the show goes on and talk about that. And Well, first off, we want to get Randy Fairbanks on. He hasn't called in yet. He'll be calling in here just shortly. But we're going to go ahead and talk to him and just talk about how they were able to, you know, find that big fish. And if anybody don't know what the Big Bass Tour is, I know most of you probably do, but if you don't, it's they do a weigh-in every hour. I can't remember. It's several payouts every hour. He's actually calling in right now. We'll get him in just a second. And whoever has the biggest fish out of 2 days wins a brand new Nitro Z18, I think is what it is. So, but anyways, we got Randy on the phone now. Let's go ahead and get Randy on and talk about that big old fish. Hey, Randy, you got us?
Yeah, I got you.
How you doing tonight, buddy?
Not too bad. I'm doing all right.
Have, how many times you gone out there and wiped down that new Nitro?
Yeah, I wiped it down a couple of times.
Has it sunk in
yet?
I mean,
ring.
I'm sure it has.
yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah. But have you taken it out and run it yet, or have you had time to do that?
No, I was going to wait until I got all the tags and stuff on it, then I was going to take it out.
I got you. Well, man, first off, I want to congratulate you on that win. That's a hard win, you know what I mean? That's a hard, especially getting it done on the first day, that's a hard win. But when I seen the fish come up on the board and it was an 837, is that what that fish weighed?
32.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. When I seen that come up on the board, I was like, man, that dude has got it. I don't even know how you fished the following day. I would be a nervous wreck.
Oh, I didn't fish very good. I know that.
So kind of tell us a little bit. Did y'all practice much for this, or did y'all just kind of go up there and wing it?
We got there Wednesday, and I fished Thursday, and we didn't fish at all Friday. We just rode around.
I got you. And did y'all find that fish on the bed, or is that just kind of a lucky cast?
I couldn't, the water was kind of murky looking, but you couldn't see her. But I knew there was fish in the area, but I just didn't, you know, something that big was there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know, was you fishing with Doug on that?
Yes, I was.
I bet you Doug was freaking out.
Yeah, pretty much, we both did.
Oh, man, yeah, I couldn't imagine, when did y'all weigh that fish in? I didn't see what hour that fish was weighed in, though. When did y'all weigh
shoot.
That in?
Was it the 11th hour? I think it was the 11th hour. I can't be positive, but I think that's what it was.
When did y'all catch that fish?
It was right around 10.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'd have been no good the rest of the day, I'm telling you. It would have been tough for me. It would have been tough for me to go back up there and fish and fish the next day.
But, yeah, it was kind of, didn't get much sleep that night either, so.
I know, that's right, man. So, I guess tell us a little bit, what was the bait you was using, if you don't mind, and kind of, you know, what kind of the area, what kind of the lake was you at when you caught that fish?
I was using it was RBT Custom Baits. It was a little square bill that he makes.
Oh, man, you caught that on. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can go on the Facebook and just type in RBT Custom Baits, and it'll his website, his stuff will come up.
I got it.
Yeah, she was shallow. I didn't think that she'd be that shallow and that shallow in the water, but she was.
Especially just catching one on a daggone crankbait 8 pounds. You know what I mean? Most time,
when
I think of a big fish, that's like a jig fish, you know? And that's what I was thinking. I was like, man, I bet she caught that on a jig or flip, you know,
Yeah, when she hit, she came forward with it. So she was coming, she came straight to the boat. And then she went to the front of the boat. Then I went to the back of the boat, came around the back of the motor, came back around like two or three times. And finally she came back toward the console. And Doug was ready and dipped her right up for me.
You go all Ike on it and you start screaming?
We didn't scream very much. We got real excited. We didn't want to scream too loud. Didn't want anybody to know where we was at.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So did y'all cash any more checks the rest of the tournament, or is that just the
No, we had that one. Then yeah, we had that one. Then we didn't. But Sunday we didn't do very good. The fish we caught a bunch of small fish, but nothing to bring in.
Yeah.
And what had happened to me? There was bait fish where I was fishing at, and the bait fish left too. So another thing I was keen on was the stripers. The stripers were in there too. The stripers wasn't there. Wouldn't see no fish. We've seen some fish cruising, but they wouldn't hit. They just kind of look at it and they would just turn. They wouldn't commit to it.
I got you. Well, man, that is definitely awesome. What part of the lake was you at? Was y'all up the river, or was y'all down by Craddock's area? Or?
We was in the Craddock area. Yeah.
Craddock area. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot clearer down there, especially. Well, I know it's probably staying right now because all the weather we've had and all that. But it always seems like that's a better place to catch them big fish at when it comes to this time of the year. I don't know what it is about it, but always seems like it's better with bigger fish down that way. It's like you can go up the river and catch your numbers and catch some decent fish.
Yeah.
It always seems like a big one come down to Craddock.
Yep.
But James, you got any questions? You there, bud?
I mean, how long did it take you to get it in the boat? You said you fought it for a little while, walking it around the boat.
It wasn't but maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes maybe. It wasn't very long.
It probably felt like a lot longer than that, didn't it?
Oh, it did. Yes, it did. And she jumped one time, and I thought she was gone.
Oh, yeah.
But
you got Big Mama
it held on
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. So what did they do? Just hand you the keys over? Did you have to pull it home that night, or did you have to wait to go back and pick it up? Or?
No, we pulled it home. We stayed Sunday night, so we pulled it home Monday morning. And then my wife came up with my truck, and I pulled Doug's boat home.
I got you. It'd been hard. I'd been out running that boat that night. I'd have put on it. Well, that's when all them tornadoes come through. Did y'all get off the lake? All that weather come in?
Yeah, we were off the lake. Yep.
I got you. Yeah, it got pretty bad, man. I was thinking of them guys, y'all guys up there when that storms would come. I was like, man, I hope nobody else was out there floating around trying to get back to the boat ramp or whatever.
I know it. It was start pouring down rain there.
Oh yeah. Well, buddy, I want to congratulate you. I don't want to keep you a whole lot longer. That's about all the questions I got for you. I do appreciate you coming on, man. That's an awesome victory, and that's a hard victory to get. And tell Doug, I hope Doug learned something from you on that. Tell him I hope he took notes.
Yeah. I'll tell him.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate it, man. You have a good night. You enjoy that nitro. Send us some pictures to One Objective. You catch a big old fish in it.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, buddy. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. You there, James?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You feeling okay?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Poor James had to miss the Lake Chesney tournament this weekend. He even felt real well. I was kind of concerned hearing about the last 5 minutes if he was going to make it all with us, but you hear... Rocking and rolling, but
oh yeah.
So, anyways, well, let's kind of go into let's talk a little bit about Bob's Up the Creek Outfitters Tournament, the Blue Ridge Bass Paddle. Let me pull it up right here. We can kind of go over some. I really want to give credit where credit's due, right now. For a fellow angler that's leading this thing right now. He went up there yesterday with Jason Christian and flat out waxed him again. I don't want to leave a name of where he was catching him at, but talking to Jason was saying it was just like he said he didn't know how you sit down in the kayak with that horseshoe up his butt. He said he just caught so many fish. It was ridiculous. I should have got him on the show tonight and really didn't think about it, but I'm trying to get it to load up here. and it's acting really, really slow. Jace, can you pull it up on your phone or see if you can pull the
what
standards
do you want to
up
know?
On your phone? I just
got
want
them up.
Jason, in. You got them up right now?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Whoopsie.
He's caught three citations this month for length and bass.
That's crazy. And if anybody don't live in Virginia or don't know what citation is, citation's 22 inches long. So if you go on Jason Hensley's Facebook page, you'll look, he's got several fish. I mean, they're just, when they lay across the board, they're brutes. If you go to tourneyx.com, I think you can look up just the tournaments. I don't know. I think you can go in there and just look at the tournaments and look and see who's who's leading and all that. For some reason, mine.
He's got a 23, a 22.75, a 22, a 21 and a half, and a 21 and a quarter. That's his five fish for the month. He's got 110 inches and a half inch.
If he goes up there and catches two more 22-inch fish, all his fish are citation fish.
Well, yeah, and you get, if you catch 10 bass, for the people who don't know, in the citation range, you get your Master Angler's Award. And, you know, most people take, you know, their whole lifetime.
Yeah.
And never even get to that point. But he's got three in 1 month. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, Jason, if you're listening, you really need to call that little 21 and a quarter out. That's really hurting you. You need to call that out with a 22 or 23, just saying. But, no, I want to congratulate him, man. Jason, that's impressive. That's 110 inches, 110.5 inches. So, that's impressive. So, naturally, he's leading that. I mean, second place is 95 inches. James, where are you at right now? You're 8, 83 inches. And I am 10th with 74 inches. I got some dinks I need to call out. But James, you got an out. Yours is all 17-inch fish, ain't it?
Nope. I got one 14 and a quarter.
Oh, yeah. Yep, you do. I got a couple little dinks on there I need to on mine. I gotta get rid of some 14s and a 13 and a half. If I could upgrade with a 17 or 18 or a 13, I would feel pretty good. But we both had a goal going into this. We knew that it was probably going to take at least 85 inches an event, each event, to be in the top six. But I'm going to tell you right now, spring, the weather's junk. I know that. I mean, it don't feel like spring. Some days it feels like summer. Some days it feels like winter. And that's in a 24-hour span. But people are catching them, man. I mean, they're doing – Virginia's really putting out some fish. So
– I think you're going to have to be in the 90s, I think, for the end of this thing to be in the top six.
Yep. Yeah, you're definitely going to have to be in the 90s to be in that. And then, you know, on the Virginia, on Casey's, there goes my phone again, not me off of Wi-Fi or something. I'm trying to pull it back up. I don't know why it kicked me off. Anyways, for Casey's the same way. I mean, to even, which we knew going into this, to even get a check is going to take 90-something inches. So, still got time. We're middle of the month. So, James, what has been your big bait so far that's been able to put the fish in the boat? Yours has been pretty much one bait.
Pretty much, well, it has been one bait. I've caught every fish that I've caught this month on the missile baits, Baby Destroyer.
Yeah, I mean, it's seems to be doing pretty good for you. I know, you know, when we went down there, we caught some bedding fish. And I love fishing down there to Suffolk Lakes, man. I just, they've got some, it's just awesome looking water. That's just like going to Chesapeake. I love fishing Lake Chesapeake, and it looks like everywhere you could go, you could flip grass and catch fish. But I, for some reason, could not make it happen. You know, I started up on the bank looking for beds. Found a lot of beds, empty beds, and I watched a guy in a bass boat running points the whole time. I don't know what he was throwing, but it looked like either a jerk bait or crank bait or something like that. So, I left on, I left on a Carolina rig, and I pulled right on in points about the second, third cast, catch a little one. That put me up on the board a little bit. It was like 13 and a half. But,
yeah.
And although it was still a tough day there, I mean, I finished ninth, and all I had was three fish. I mean, it was 35 guys in it. So, I mean, it was still a tough day. But, I mean, Casey was second. I can't remember the daggone guy's name that was first. My friends were on Facebook. I can't remember. I meant to look it up when we got on here. But he had 70-some inches, which is pretty impressive in a single-day event there, considering the conditions. I mean, it's 30-mile-an-hour winds. You try to fish 30-mile-an-hour winds in a kayak, if you've never done it. It's not fun. Don't even try. It ain't fun. But I ended up having to paddle up up in points and let the wind blow me across them, dragging a Carolina rig. So just working it, you could feel them a little bit hit, but it was a tough bite. But that's pretty much what it was for me. It was a baby destroyer green pumpkin, and just dragging across them. Them points, man, catching fish that haven't moved back yet. A lot of them they were still kind of sitting out there ready. I think maybe the first waves come up, that or the first wave come up and all the cool weather come in and pulled them back off. I don't know, because they were, oh, it's Dustin Goode. Thank you, Jason. Dustin Goode was the one that won that tournament. But I don't think they fully spawned yet, because towards the end of the day, I moved back to the back of the boat ramp where we put in at the same spot where I looked earlier and didn't see nothing. A 2-pounder rolls up, and here comes one about 5. And you know it's your time when that 2-pounder pulls off and the 5 stays. Most of the time, the big one pulls off and the little one stays.
Yep.
And she drilled my bait twice, and then here comes the game warden. If Shane's listening, he'll know. Here comes the game warden. Rolls back up in there. I mean, man, I'm in calf deep water. Way back in his pocket. Here comes the game warden back in there. And not even to check my license. He was just doing a survey on the lake. But anyways, when he come in, that rush of water, the wave come in, and it pulled that fish off. She was gone. I didn't see her again. So that kind of really hurt me. But I lost two little ones. All I needed was two more 10-inch fish, and I could have been sitting in third place just looking at what I had there. And it was tough, man. It's heartbreaking. But in a way, I got to look at it and be like, you know, it was a good finish considering it was my first, I guess, in-person kayak tournament, you know?
Yeah.
Where you've been fishing at, it's been pretty much a spawn, man. I mean, they're probably getting close to spawning out.
Yeah, every fish but that 14-inch fish came off the bed, so.
Yeah.
I mean, and two of your fish came off the bed.
Yeah, my 17
so,
and my 14 come off.
Yeah, so. I mean, hopefully I can get back out there and catch a couple more off the bed to get rid of that 14 at least. That'll help me a little bit. That would bump me up in the stand in just a little bit, but it won't put me up too far. I need a couple big fish.
You're going to need a 20-inch fish, 22-inch fish to really get a jump, you know what I mean, that when you call out 14.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
I need to pull out a 13 with a 22. So, Jason, if you want to give some waypoints or – anything like that, just feel free to send them this way. I would love to have a couple of your fish on my board.
Just keep throwing back.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah. Yeah, send me the
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, Jason.
If he starts culling 21-inch fish, he can send them my way.
Yeah, yeah. That's a 20-incher. That ain't going to help me today. Oh, darn, it sucks. That's what Jason Christmas is talking about. He's sitting there trying to catch. He's trying to catch some big fish, and Jason Hensley's over here catching 20-inch fish. He's throwing back, catching citations. He's like, "You got to be kidding me, man."
Yeah, that's crazy.
But so, anyways, let's kind of talk about what are you going to start looking for now, James? The spawn's nearing to come up, or probably end soon down there. I mean, you'll still find, you'll probably have a third wave come up that are spawning. But what are you going to start looking for now? Now that they've pulled off, they've been spawned. Are you going to kind of start looking more towards the, on the side of where the perch are spawning and chase those fish? Or are you going to kind of move off and start, but your water down there, you don't really move off too much. You start flipping. You know, you got a lot of laydowns and stuff like that where you're fishing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really all going to depend. I can go to the rivers now. The rivers, the fish aren't spawning. So
yeah.
I might even go to the river, start catching fish in there, possibly. But, yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to catch some post-spawners. I mean, it really doesn't matter how fat they are as long as they're still long. They lay their eggs. They don't get any shorter. So,
mm-mm.
You know, I'll probably start trying to work some secondaries and stuff like that possibly, or start flipping. It all really dependent on, you know, the weather conditions, really. But, you know, I know a wave of spawners is already done and gone. We actually seen some rolling with each other the other day. So,
yeah,
hopefully, you know,
well, there were several beds too that were empty. You know, either they were plucked or they've already pulled off. You know.
Yeah.
Which I always thought the males would stay back anyway, because they guard their fry.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they just plucked off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that is a good thing about the kayak tournaments that I really like, is that when you catch these fish, that's what I kept trying to do when we fished in your area. Catch these fish, and I try to paddle back over where we caught them, put them back on that bed so they can stay there. And they will. They'll pull back up. It's just like that one big one you caught in the back. Back, I didn't know that was one. And he's like, man, that's the one I caught earlier. They wouldn't hit nothing. You could tell it was scaredish.
Oh, yeah, I jacked them pretty good.
That was a good fish. That one was 18.
No, that one was, it was 17 and three quarter, but it was probably, it was a 3.5-4 pound fish, really. It was huge. It'd have been a good bass tournament fish. One to put on the scales anyway. One to put on the Accucol scales that I didn't have in the boat at the time.
Well, that's me. The last couple of times I've been out, I've been wanting to bring my scales, and I forget. Because you're so focused on grabbing the board, you got to make sure you have that, because if not, you're just wasting your time tournament-wise. So,
yep.
I do want to bring attention to David Williams' fish. I can pull it up on here. I'm trying to pull that up now. Let's see. David Williams was 22. Now, granted, Jason Hensley's got a 23-inch fish, but this daggone fish that David Williams has, if y'all are friends with David Williams on Facebook, this thing, you can barely see the scales except where the tail comes down. You know what I mean? It is monstrous. Hold on. Jason Hensley was talking. Let's see if we can get him on. See if I can get Jason to come on tonight. Hold on 1 second, guys. Bear with me for a minute. Have a surprise guest, maybe.
He's going to know
if
already
talk.
If he's listening.
Yeah, he's listening. You listen, Jason. You better pick that phone up, buddy. Come on, talk to us. Tell us how bad you whipping us. But nah, he was just saying that a lot of his fish ain't even on bed. They're still just chasing around.
They're feeding up, and he's catching every one of them.
Yeah, every single big one. I don't think he catches the fish. He's on a heck of a run this year, man. He's had a good KBF National Championship, and then he's had he's had this. He's been doing good in this event. He's beat Casey's record so far. I think Casey's was 108, 109, something like that, which is still pretty respectable. Yeah. So.
Yeah, 110.5 inches ain't too bad.
No. That's nothing to complain about. Oh, look, there we go. See? I get him calling. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for the
invite. Yeah, that's no problem. You didn't expect to be calling in one objective tonight, did you?
No.
Well, we had to give you credit where credit's due, man. That's what we've been talking about is your phenomenal day. When was it? Yesterday? Day four yesterday when y'all went out?
The last 2 days, right?
Sunday, two citations, and that's about 1/4. When I went out with
that's impressive, man. I know you probably don't want to say on yours, but are your fish just coming off the back of pockets right now? They're flats. Are they on pulling up on flats that you're catching them off of? Or
yeah, they're pulling up on flats. Like I said, all if you look at my pictures, you know you can tell they're still clean. They're not red. One of them was starting to get a little bit of red on her belly and tail, but not much. Like I said, they were just clean fish. They were just coming up. I only saw Sunday one or two beds that had little buck bass on them, but I didn't see any big girls on the beds. And then, like I said, the catching aren't bed fish. But, you know, we had the storms come through Sunday night, and you know, early Monday morning, when we got there to the lake, the water had come up almost over a foot. And that whole back area was muddied up. So my game plan had completely changed. So we went in another direction and where I'd been catching some as well. But I wanted to go to a different area that hadn't been touched. And I'd seen them the week before, but that area was just muddied up so bad, so we just went to the other spot and you know, still able to catch them.
Yeah. That's impressive, man. That's kind of, you know, like with Chesnut, I thought they would have been spawning. You know, I know they've been spawning because I've seen beds, but it didn't seem like they weren't spawning as good yet, because like down at James' area, it's only an hour away. They were spawning hard, it seemed like, and I go out, you know, just drive an hour away north, and I just could not find them. Like I would, and I was down there in the clear water down by the dam because I was going to put in the upper end, but everybody else was putting in. You know, I'm like, you got 30, 35 guys. Even if you split the field halfway, you still got a lot of guys in two different creeks. So
the fish are pretty tight. That many people up there in those couple spots.
Yeah. So I said, well, me and another guy, Shane. It's on the Bonafide team. He looked at me. He didn't even. I don't think he knew there was a boat ram down at the lower end. He said, "Man, I didn't even know it was going down there." So I said, "I'm going down there. I'm just going to get in the clear water if it is, and see what I can find and find some benefits." And I paddled. I wasted probably 2 hours of my day looking for that, and until I started throwing a Carolina rig. But that lake is a little difficult, man. But I know there's big fish in it.
It is. It's good. That I've traditionally have not done very well there in the past. Basically, if the weather was really bad, I caught fish. But if it wasn't, then I didn't do.
Yeah, so it's like that fish are retarded, and they got to have bad weather for to start feeding.
And going to where I've been fishing, I mean, it's my primary baits have been, which I'm not, you know, I'll go ahead and tell you, have been chatterbait, the evergreen jackhammer, and then the swim jig have been my two big things. I was able Sunday, back in the area where it got all muddied up, I caught the 22-inch on a frog, on a jackal frog, about 6 foot in front of it. And it was all I could do because you could see the weight coming just before it hit it. And it's all I could jerk it away from it.
Yeah.
But then I was scrambling to get the net. I couldn't get the net, so I just boat flipped it right in my lap.
Gosh. So you caught that one off of top water?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. So I was a Chesson trying to throw a frog because, you know, it all looks just...
Yeah,
like
I tried.
Frog's heaven.
Mm-hmm. I tried the popper. I tried, you know, some other walking baits, a buzz bait. And I missed a couple other good bites on the frog. They just weren't eating it. And then, but that one, it inhaled it.
God.
And that's what I was going to try to duplicate with Jason. But then, you know, that weather came through and it just completely, you know, ruined that plan.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been wanting to get down there. I'm going to call these next 2 weeks. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've been really wanting to get down there and do some fishing. But I'm hoping it works out here in the next. I talked to Jason about it and said something about maybe going down like on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon or something. But
I'm going this
really
Sunday.
You'll be
going
there Sunday.
There is an open invite to you and James, you know, if y'all want to come up. And enjoying me.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll be getting with you through the week and letting you know how my schedule's going to be. But tell us a little bit about that. I've been seeing a lot about this K9 fishing line. I know you've been talking a lot about it. I'm really hard to move over to new line. You know what I mean? Just because we're all fishermen, we got confidence in something. You hate to move to something else. Tell us a little bit about the K9 line and you know, what you think about it.
There's so much to say. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been for the last, I don't know, 18 years, been using Iser line, you know, specifically, and that's the only line I would use. And very seldom would I use fluorocarbon except for on my leaders, on my spinning rods. And I always had problems with breaking, you know, just if it got kinked any little bit, it would break. The K9 is soft. It is strong. And I've gotten hung up and pulled the cat so many times, you know, throwing the jigs, throwing the chatterbaits and stuff like that, where I would just pull the cat right to the hangups. It doesn't chafe. It doesn't chafe as easily. I don't have to retie all the time. You know, you still check it, but I don't have to retie all the time. The price point compared to the other fluorocarbons out there is absolutely amazing. You know, you get your Tatsu or your Sniper, which is good fluorocarbon. I'm not going to downplay it because I've used it before. But you know how expensive just 150 to 300 yards spool is. You're paying, you know, $40 plus. You know, for a bigger spool of them. The 20-pound, you can get a 550-yard spool, a K9, for $19.99. And like I said, you can get that at Bob Creek Outfitters. But, and, you know, that spool, you can put on at least 4 to 5 reels, you know, out of it. Unless
you do backing, too.
And if you do the backing, you can, you know, you can fill up all your rods, but it's just so much, you know, it doesn't kink. You know, if you try to kink it, it doesn't kink like the other fluorocarbons. And it's just, I've been very surprised, very happy with it. Can't ask for a better group of people at K9. I mean, Kelly Albert, everybody, it's just amazing people there that run it. And everybody I talk to, you know, canine is catching on big time around here because the word is getting out. Everybody's, you know, if you're willing to try it, I would almost bet money you're not going to go back. You're gonna buy some more and you're gonna use it because it's that good.
Well, I might definitely take you up on that and try it out. See what I think about it because, like, especially like you know, I do a lot of drop shot fishing when summertime gets here, and I always tie. You know, I use braid with a fluorocarbon leader, so I had to try it out and see what I think about it. And like I say, yeah, it's been. I've just seen a lot. I just went to Pro's Choice the other day, and he had a whole big box of it in there. And I asked him, I said, what do you think about it? Because he's a big Seafar guy. And he said, man, he said, I can't talk bad about it. He said, it is selling left and right. People are loving it. He said, I ain't getting no complaints, you know? So.
Yeah, I haven't. You know,
yeah.
I put it through, and I have absolutely no complaints whatsoever. It's held up.
Well, we'll definitely have to check that out. But James, you got any questions for Jason?
No, I just want to congratulate him. Three citations in 1 month is pretty awesome.
Just think about it.
You're only halfway through the month. So you're still planning on going and catching some more fish. So you're going to start culling 21s for 22s now?
I'm going to try, believe me. I got the next couple Sundays and to do that. But I'll tell you, me and Jason were out, y'all talking about David. He gave me a call and threatened me with bodily harm and sabotage to my kayak if I did not stop fishing.
I tell you, man, James told me, he's like, what's that?
He's a good buddy of mine. So, you know, we joke back and forth, message each other all the time. But, yeah, it was pretty funny.
But James told me, he said, hey, man, because I know Jason, Kristen was trying to find some big, because he had two big fish on there to start off with. And then just been struggling a little bit to find some bigger fish. And then James told me, he's like, man, did you see what Jason Hensley's got? I said, what? He's got 110 inches. I was like, bull crap. I had to check it myself. I didn't believe it. And he's like, Jason Christian's got 90-some inches. I was like, what in the world? Because I knew y'all went fishing together. And I'm like, man, I got
to
fish. Like,
I was catching 19 after 19, 20, and just throwing them back. And it was killing me to do it. But finally, he was throwing a slightly different color bait than what I was using, so I gave him a trailer, the same color I was using, and almost immediately, I mean, it's like, quick, you know, something clicked, and he started getting a lot more bites. But I was glad,
yeah.
Happy to see this, just to sit back, because after I caught that 23, you know, I was just basically on coast mode, you know, I just wanted to see him catch something. And so
yeah.
We just hung, you know, tight to each other, and I was trying to show him a couple things, and it worked out. So it was a good day.
Yeah, you know, you figure it was kind of a crappy day weather-wise. We all started out raining, but
that wind was terrible. Absolutely
yeah.
Terrible. But we made it happen. We beat, you know, we made it through it, and it was a good day out.
Well, that's awesome, man. Well, Jason, I'll let you get going, but I appreciate you calling in unexpectedly for us and talking about how your fishing's going, man. I just want to congratulate you on it.
Yep, thank you.
Thank your sponsors before we let you get going. I know you've got a few since the KBF National Championship.
Yeah, Bob's Creek Outfitters, K9 Fishing, and RBT Custom Baits. Please, you know, go on, check out their page, like and follow them. You know, my page as well, Jason Hensley, and Instagram, Jason Hensley Fishing. Just go online, check it out, and give me some likes, and we'll go from there.
10-4, buddy. Well, I appreciate it,
man.
I'll get with you through the week and set something up, man.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you, guys.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, there it is, guys. The man that's whooping everybody right now. So, definitely could get out and do some fishing with him. Well, I do want to do a little breaking news. James, you already know the breaking news. It's a sad day at the Carter House. So if any of y'all been following on Facebook, the old Skeeter Bug, she's gone to a new owner. Almost shed a tear today, James. She pulled out the driveway.
I bet you did shed a tear.
I did shed a tear. I looked at my son and told him, "Miss that boat." He said, "I'll miss it too, Dad." He said, "Let's go climb a tree." I was like, "Well, you go climb a tree. I don't think it's a good idea for you to climb one right now."
Yeah, you don't want to use the money that you just got from your boat for medical expenses. So you better stay out of the trees.
All the tears falling out of my eyes will get the branches wet. I'll slip and fall. So, it's bittersweet, man. It's a new chapter in the life. You know, we've gotten kind of big in the kayaking side of it now, and I say big. We've gotten into the kayaking side of it. It's been a lot of fun, and it's definitely, I tell you, I've gotten a lot of questions, and I keep saying I want to write an article about it, and I haven't done it yet. Me and you talked about it, why am I downgrading to a kayak when I had a bass boat? And I don't feel like it's a downgrade one bit. You know what I mean? I actually feel like it's going to make me a better fisherman in the long run because now, and you got to start making decisions, better decisions. And there's a lot more decisions to be made in kayak fishing than it is in a bass boat, because in a bass boat, you can put in any ramp and run anywhere you want to on that lake. But here now, you got to figure out, okay, what ramp has the most, everything that I'm looking for to fish, which ramp got my better chances at fishing? And so it's a lot more thought process going into it. That's just kind of like, we were at the anglers meet for Casey's. Me and you've been talking about, okay, we're going to watch where everybody puts in at and then probably go to the northern ramp. And everybody was going to northern ramp. Everybody was going to the middle ramp right there at the launch site. I had not hardly done any map study for the lower end of the lake. So while we were sitting at the angler's meeting, I'm listening to everybody talk. I pulled the map up right then and started looking at it, And like, what am I going to do? I seen a bunch of pockets. I was like, maybe it's clearer water, and that's where we went. So, it's a lot of decisions to it, though. But kind of getting back to it, we got a lot going on that's going to be coming up that's for our YouTube, that's going to be driven towards, some challenges between me and James. Looking at, getting a few odd and end things for the kayak to help deck that out, hopefully help me catch some more fish, because I'm really sucking it up right now. But just do some odd and end things. I want to put more focus, me and James both, more into the kayak side. Hello. Plus, it feels like we get more time to fish now, since we're kind of getting into the kayak thing. It's so simple.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't really cost hardly anything. I mean, every time you pull your bass boat out, it feels like you got to put $50 worth of fuel in it. So, I still have my bass boat at the moment, but
Trader.
It doesn't mean I'm going to keep it for too much longer. I don't know, So, kind of waiting for a couple things to go through, so. But, I don't even have time to focus on trying to sell it. I'm trying to focus on just being on the water in the kayak. So.
Well, that was my thing. Like, when I come down there and was fishing with you and fishing sheds, and you got your mind on that. But also, I'm sitting there floating around thinking about, getting rid of my boat. Your mind's still on it and focusing on what all you need to do to get rid of it. So, I think a lot of people are going to like what we got coming up this year with our YouTube and what we're going to be doing with fishing and it's going to be a lot more content out there. So now I will say I was bad when it comes to chess and didn't do no filming. And a lot of that is because I didn't want to get out there. And if we just go out on a month-long event, I don't mind filming. When you're going out for a day event, I don't have the patience to keep messing with the camera, which I know I need to get probably a bigger memory card and just get the GoPros plugged into a better constant power, kind of like what you got on yours right now.
Yeah,
it'd be a lot easier. But
well, it takes a lot of thinking out of it. You just set it up and roll. I mean,
yeah.
We got a few other things we're working on trying to get, you know, different mounts and stuff like that, hopefully, to help finish rigging our kayaks out. But I think once we get that stuff, it's even going to be better. And hopefully we can get a bunch of different angles and stuff like that. We just need to get a little bit more equipment. But once we get to that point, we're going to – hopefully we'll be able to put even some better videos out than we've done so far.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's – we got a lot in the works that we want to do. We got a lot on the board that we want to do. We know how we want it to be done. It's just got to get that to that point, you know. So, like, this month we knew it was going to be crazy. We had 2 month-longs and an in-person event. Next month, it's just, you know, I think we still got an in-person with month-longs, but it's easier to go film at the month-longs than it is an in-person event. So, next month, I think we're going to get a good challenge put together and get out there and do some fishing, get some video, and hopefully maybe teach some people how to catch some fish. So, I don't think I got anything else fishing wise. James, anything else you wanted to cover tonight? I got one more thing I want to talk about before we get off here, but is there anything else you wanted to cover tonight?
Not that I know of. I mean, I think we talked about a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
What did you want to talk about?
Well, I was Tammy brought it up to me about you know, keeping everybody in thoughts and prayers with the we had a tornado rip through Timberlake, through Virginia, through Lynchburg. Timberlake was hit pretty good, which everybody's familiar with Lynchburg, and over by the hospital area. But Elon and off of 130, they got hit really bad. It was several homes totally destroyed, lost everything. My wife had to go over and do some work one day and just said, you know, it's just everything's just. It's just gone. So, kind of keep everybody in your thoughts and prayers there. We were very fortunate to be able to. I have to go through that. So, that's a tough thing. Tough thing to go through. James, I know you've seen some of the pictures. You know that area. Yeah. So, I mean, it's nothing like what you see out in the Plain States, but for this area, that's pretty. I mean, anytime anybody loses their home to a storm, bad. But luckily, no lives were lost in this area. I think Danville, somebody passed away. But, and on out to the East Coast where the storm hits, I think it was several deaths. But we were fortunate, very fortunate, considering. But, other than that, so we got the next event coming up. Get back on track here a little bit. Just want to bring that up. Next event we're coming up, Sonat Lake in May, with Casey Reed's tournament. That's out of Magnum Point. That's what I was trying to look up. James, you need to go on there and look at that on Google. And I think you'll like it. I think it's going to set up good for how we fish. So I'm really looking forward to that event. Also, we got the KBS tournament coming up next month as well. Man, we got a lot going on next month. I don't know how we're going to work it out. I actually thought next month was going to be pretty pretty laid back, but I think I was wrong on that.
Yeah, I'm here.
So, yeah, you get a chance, man. Go on Magnum Point, check that out. Guys, if you live in Virginia, you haven't got into kayak tournaments yet, go do your research. Go on KBF.com. Become a member. And then go check out Virginia Kayak Bass Challenge. Casey Reed runs it. He does a really good job. And you better make sure you follow them rules when you submit to fish there, boy, because he's going to get you. He don't miss nothing. It's good because it's fair all the way across the board. But he don't miss nothing. So go in there and check them out. He's also got, you know, they got a lot of great sponsors. They're giving away a bona fide kayak to Angler of the Year on that. And is it just on that one that they're doing it on the in-person one? I don't want to say he's giving away the other one yet because I think it's just for the one series they're giving away at Angler of the Year, a bona fide. But it's also a chance to qualify for the KBF National Championship, which, James, did you watch that video that Chad Hoover did about that?
No, I hadn't watched it yet, no.
He's on there talking about where the next national championship is going to be. So I'm assuming that they're not going to do it, not unless I caught it wrong or heard it wrong, they're not going to do it in Kentucky. I think he said it was three or four states in a run, in South Carolina, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Alabama. So, all good states with big fish factories. So, but they're also, looks like they're cutting down on how many people will be going. Instead of being 700 some, looks like it's 500 some. So it makes it a little tougher to make it, which is a good thing. They're cutting down the prize for first place from $100,000 to $50,000, but they're doing that so they can stretch the payout further down the field. So, and then also your bonus bucks and all that will help you, you know, get more and all that. But they're trying to just get payout further down the field. So that'll be a good thing. But that's me and James's quest for this year, is to make the KBF National Championship. So I'm hoping that at least one of us make it.
Well, hopefully both of us make it.
Well, that's
so
what,
that's what we're
too.
Thinking right now.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully both of us make it. So, but anyways, James, you got anything else to add, man? I know we ain't got no big guests on tonight. I think the guys we had on tonight were good guests. We just didn't have no big ones on. We were trying to do something a little more more local tonight. So, hopefully help some people out with, you know, trying to figure out some fish in the spring and all that. So, James, so you ain't got nothing else to add tonight? You got anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, man, not really. Kind of talked about a bunch of different stuff. I feel like we'll just be rambling on. Like you said, our contest.
Yeah.
We just put a video up on YouTube about that. So you can go subscribe. Pretty much all you got to do is subscribe to our YouTube channel to be entered in the contest. So if you subscribe to the channel, that's where we're picking the winner of this with when we hit 1,000 subscribers. I think we're 190 away, which isn't that far. So if y'all,
we got 811 subscribers.
Okay, so we're 189 away.
We get there.
from hitting our goal. So tell your friends to go and like it, to subscribe to our YouTube channel, so we can hurry up and give that awesome prize back away, so then we can get another prize pack and be able to give that one away. So the faster we get to these goals, the more prizes we'll give away. So please subscribe.
That's exactly right. Well spoken, brother. Yep, go subscribe. Check us out. We got some links on our Facebook page. If you go to the top of our Facebook page, we got a link. You can click on that. It's a picture of the prize pack. Like I say, also, we just put a link up the other day of James, where James was talking about all that was in the prize pack, which was a nice looking kayak behind you, by the way.
What I do.
So go on there and check them out. Check that video out. Hit the like button if you like it. Hit the subscribe button. Like I say, that's all you got to do. Hit the subscribe button and you're in. Go follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. We've been posting some more and more things on Twitter. But if you follow us on Facebook and Instagram, it's pretty much the same thing. So, also, it's another app that we are – what's that?
You want them to hit that bell on it too, right?
Yes, yeah, hit the bell on it because that gives you the notifications that
we released another video.
Yeah. So I want to tell y'all about one thing real quick. It is an app called Go Wild. So it's kind of like a Facebook app, but it's just for people that hunt, fish, stuff like that. The Shane Hammer from Hunter Fisher told me about it. And you go in there, you set up a profile. They got like a point system. I don't quite understand it too much. I mean, I've been posting. I got 170 points still. I've had it for a while. But anyways, you can go on there, post your pics, links to your videos, all that. Keep it, you know, fishing, keep it clean. But they got a really good thing going. It's a lot of people on there. So if you get a chance, go check that out. It's a free app. You just set up your account and you're in. But anyways, go check us out. That's where we're at. That's one of our newest social media platforms that we're on. So go on there and check us out there as well. Guys, that's it for tonight. Stay tuned. We got two more videos that's going to be coming up. I'm hoping to get one of them will be coming up tomorrow, and then the other one I'm hoping to have out by this Sunday. That's the one with me and Mark Daniels out for the Classic. I know it's a little behind, but it's been crazy with everything else going on. So stay tuned for that. Good reason, hit the subscribe button. But anyways, guys, y'all have a great night. I want to thank our sponsors, Hunter Fisher, Bonafide, Accucole, Falcon Rods, Missile Baits, Yak Lights, and Costa Sunglasses. Man, I was thinking I was missing another one. But guys, go check them out. Go follow them on Facebook, Instagram, all their social media platforms you can. These people, they're great sponsors. We enjoy having them, and we enjoy everything they've done for us. So if it wasn't for them, like I say, I say it every time. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have these great giveaways. So, and the show wouldn't be what it is today. So make sure you go check them out and like them, and hopefully buy some of their products. Guys, we will talk to you later. James, you have a great night, and I'll be talking to you here soon.
All right, man. Good night, everyone.
For some reason. But you guys have a great night. I'm in the outro.